Carol Baskin, they're showing the wedding pictures from her second marriage, or third marriage, actually, to her current husband.
Dragging him around by a leash?
Yes, dragging him around by a leash.
I saw that tweet. Yep. I saw all kinds. She killed someone, a bunch of people.
Hey, that's alleged.
Whoa, spoiler.
Well, see how it feels for me. I don't know if it's alleged or not. So, both Ryan and Steve, though, have told me that pretty much, like, watch it anyway, despite the spoilers, and you'll still be intrigued.
You've seen the first episode, right?
That's it, yes.
Like, you know where it's going.
Yeah.
No, you really don't. That's why you gotta watch it.
Well, like, yeah, like, I'm down to watch it from there, the first episode, and then just all this stuff happened, and...
What stuff?
Your deadline, your mandatory deadline to watch all the episodes by Thursday.
What did I walk into?
Oh, my God.
Right? What is going on? Really
dysfunctional show.
Oh, this has been... Ryan.
This has been going on for 4 days, though.
He won't watch?
What are you doing at night?
First off...
That's the question.
Hold on, wait,
can never answer.
Wait, hold on. Stuff.
Well, yep.
He's like, I have a million things to do.
You know what? It doesn't even matter, but half of the stuff is for the show anyway sometimes, so...
Oh, my God.
Would you rather stop?
Wait, hold on. Is it for the show, or is it for the show sometimes?
Sometimes, because I have life outside of here.
Oh, do you?
What? Well, you're not allowed to do anything!
You can't go out! What are you talking about?
Wow.
What are you doing?
I'm not going anywhere. I have
right, of course you're at home!
On the computer!
Watch the show!
This is just absurd.
Again, I will watch it this weekend just so I can get around this, having this kind of a conversation.
That's what you said yesterday!
Can we get back to what Frank will or won't eat?
Yeah, that's a much better subject.
Can we lighten the mood? Not yelling at Ari. Every time Ari sends out a tweet that is not related to the show or is just superfluous, I send him a tiger and a crown.
Yep. In the group text. Because he'll see Ari's doing something that's not watching Tiger King, and he'll send him the tiger and the crown in a group text. Like, what are you doing right now? You're tweeting about nothing.
You don't have anything else. Just go home and watch it. Just end this.
Just leave.
Just
leave.
End this.
We'll just carry the next hour and a half.
Yep. Commercial free. Go ahead.
It's two episodes you can get through.
Yep.
Sounds
good. So mad right now. I can feel the steam coming out of his ears.
I'm just trying to help out, you know, the people so that they can get this recap.
I still don't know what he does at night.
I know.
What is he doing?
You need to know what I do every
moment. Yes, because I would like some ideas. We have nothing. We're not allowed to leave the house.
Wait,
let him go. What are you doing?
Let me go. Snapping. Yeah, I'm getting snappy. The show consumes a large portion of my life, so any bit of that I can preserve outside of it, I choose to do things other than watch Tiger King. But I will watch it this weekend when I have a little more time.
Ryan,
the whole world will be a much better place then from there.
Ryan Wallace, you're witness to this. Yeah. Ari, for the next week, the next six shows, don't do any rejoins, don't do an open, don't book a guest. What else do you have to do?
I have to physically come in here, so maybe I'll just stay home too.
I'm off tomorrow. Seriously, I'm off tomorrow. I will do every rejoin for the show tomorrow and the open. And I will book the guest. I'm off! That's how committed I am to making you watch. Wait, that sounded bad. To making you watch Tiger King.
Got it on the radio. That'll be in the podcast later.
So, Ryan, who's the biggest villain? Who do you think is the biggest villain on the show? Because I've seen lists that are all over the place on Tiger King. Not this show. Clearly, it's me.
That's a tough one. I feel like there really isn't much difference between Joe and Carol and Bhagavan. Like, Bhagavan, to me, is the weirdest dude. Yeah. Like,
Doc,
he's just the strangest guy that I've ever had the misfortune of watching for an entire day on television. But I would have to say that there's something about Carol that freaks me out, man. Like, I wouldn't want to be alone anywhere with Carol. I am fairly certain that she's killed somebody or three people. So I would say probably Carol number one, Joe number two, Bhagavan number three, and that's probably my top three.
I think Jeff's two.
Yeah, a lot of people have Jeff Lowe, who enters the show later as the worst person on the show.
You know, I was talking about Jeff, and I'm trying to, like, talk myself into putting him in the top three, but, like, I just kind of think he's an idiot. Like, I think he's kind of a jerk and all that, but I don't know that he's as crazy as the other three.